This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. Tonight, it's Wednesday night, so this portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
It is Wednesday night, so that means it is the world according to Second Call Defense, and as he has done for most of the time since he's been with me, joining me again on Wednesday night is the CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney.
Good evening.
Not in the tree tonight, right?
Well, I just got down, actually. So I got down and made it over to the office. So yeah, I'm already fresh and relaxed.
I called Sean the other day, and he's like, "Listen, I'm in a tree. I'll talk to you later." And that's what got one of the more unique "let me call you backs" I've ever gotten. Let's do the first thing first. Now we're coming up on the NRA board reelections,
and you are
up.
That is correct. I am running for a 3-year term now. I was number 26, so I was one seat away. And I knew at the point in time when I was just a few votes short that there was going to be a vacancy and I would get a 1-year term. So I know it seems like I'm always running. So far, I've always been running, and I would appreciate everybody's vote. I try to work for the members and do everything I possibly can for the members, whether it's going door to door and campaigning for Donald Trump, or last night attending a sheriff's department honor dinner for a caisson unit that has been doing nothing but funerals for fallen police officers and our veterans, which was a very humbling experience last night. I was awarded by them last night for some work that I've done for them, and it was just amazing what the sheriff's department, the local sheriff's department, does. And they had a World War One caisson, actually replica, built because it was so hard to get good ones. And then all of a sudden, Arlington was contacting them and said, "Where did you get this thing built?" And that thing is being shipped all over the United States, and when it can be shipped locally, the amount of work that they do for our veterans, and when they built this, they had no idea that they would be burying all the Iraqi and Afghanistan soldiers that they have. So it was a humbling experience, and I was there on behalf of myself and the NRA and the NRA membership. So I appreciate your support and your vote. I think most of you know me enough by now, but if you have any questions, Bill has my number, and you can email me anytime.
Well, let's talk about this now. There's two other people out of Ohio that are on the ballot. One female and what's it, Mr. Blackwell?
Ken Blackwell. He's an African American. He's a former Secretary of State in Ohio. He was defeated by Ted Strickland a few years back when he ran for governor. And he's on the board and doing a number of different things. I think he's on part of Trump's transition team. He's been a politician most of his life. And I sit on a committee with him, a grassroots committee, together with Ken and Linda. You know, Linda and I have worked together for years with Buckeye Farms Association. There's a lot of people out there that think, boy, there's too many people from one state. Well, it really doesn't matter. I don't stay in Ohio. I travel throughout the United States. And there's quite a few other states that have more than the three people that we have. But it's kind of unfortunate for me. I'm kind of the odd man out running in Ohio against Linda and Ken. But Hopefully, I'm hopeful that my resume and what I've done for all the members will speak for itself.
Well, I mean, the point I'm trying to make here is probably the part of your resume that is they probably have an easier time of running because they stay home all the time, would be my guess. I can't, between you and Knight, I can't imagine too many of them getting out there and doing any more than you guys do.
You know, everybody has their strengths and weaknesses, but more than anything, I'm a grassroots guy, and I know that what happens in our legislature right now is what wins or loses the battles for us. I keep going back, and I can't imagine, you know, all the Second Amendment talk right now, you know, the national reciprocity, finally, you know, that makes me feel good that we're on the offensive, and I'm glad that you're doing that, Bill, because I've read articles, too, in the past day or two that have been out on the Internet. One was a news feed that I got. There's a lot of traction that you guys are getting with national reciprocity. That's a good position to be in. And that's why we win these races. That's why we fight, and we fight, and we fight to beat Hillary Clinton, because this wouldn't happen in that atmosphere and with that White House in place or about to be in place. So,
oh, no.
You know, it's important. And that's why we get out and do what we do. That's why you do what we do, and it's important for all of us.
Well, I think the point that I'm trying to make is you are more of a multi-threat, I would think, as far as the versatility that you bring sitting on the board than probably your common or and I would say this, even if this was not the Second Call Defense Studio, it's just I'm sure there's a lot of people that just show up for the meetings and sit there as a board member and have a business card that says they're a board member, versus people that are going out and stirring up the grassroots in Colorado or Virginia or expanding the FASTER program to Colorado or you know, just all the other things that you do.
Well, you know, and I think you're right. Fight in the State House this week for pro-gun legislation in Ohio. House Bill 48 is going to get voted on. It's been sitting. We got a lot of good news about to come out in Ohio. I'm a Second Amendment attorney. I go to war on a regular basis with the ATF and with people that have used their firearm in self-defense, of course. I do the grassroots voting thing. I show up at committee meetings. I do the FASTER. Everything I can possibly do to make this a better world and to leave something better behind, I can do. And I truly believe that's what is expected of all of us, to whatever degree we want to do that. But you're right. I try to be a multi-threat.
Here's what we're going to do from this point forward, all the way through. We're going to take, this segment. I'm going to take and isolate this segment, and I'm going to send it to you tomorrow. And I'm going to have this on my Facebook page and on my social media and on my website and everything else. And we're going to do everything in our power to make this happen. Not because these other people are not good people, but there's good people, but if you can have the best, why wouldn't you have the best? I mean, and I think you're the best. So, I mean, that's all I'm in it for. That's all I'm going to do. So,
I appreciate that, Bill.
Sure. And I think we come out aggressive and ugly, and we just go for it.
I'm going to certainly let everybody know who I am on Facebook, on social media, and on the website. I'll start posting and reposting the new articles and new things and update my bio. But I'm here for you guys. I'm here for the members. And that's all I wanted to do. I just want to make sure that somebody's out there protecting our right to keep and bear arms. It means everything to me. For whatever reason, I got involved with that early when I came out as an attorney, and I said, wait a minute. I said, you did what? And they seized your firearm? And that's how it all started for me.
Second Call Defense, when you join Second Call Defense, you're getting more than a membership card. You're getting there's somebody walking with you when you go out. If you're carrying a gun for self-defense, you're not alone, and that's what they do. They make it to where your self-defense kit is finished. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
leadership ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials. These are the weapons of Head Down. Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality. A new standard emerges in America today. Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show, because Wednesday is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
joining us again is CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. I want to ask you a question, okay? Now, you tell me right or wrong. The failure of the gun-free zone that has been imposed in a lot of places by the liberal do-goods, the liberal feel-goods, and everything else, that is a transgression against the natural order of things. It goes completely unpunished, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, every time somebody goes out and gets a permit and carries it, every time you guys train a teacher to defend a school and they actually go out and do it, their mere presence is a deterrent and all this other stuff. Does anybody ever come to you that was formerly anti-gun, that thought it was great to have the school as a gun-free zone, and say, I'm glad you guys did this. You proved me wrong. Thank you.
That has happened. Go ahead.
No, I was just, I mean, I'm shocked. Please tell me about it.
No, that's happened on a couple occasions, because you'll get some teachers, and I've spoken to school board meetings is where this has happened, and it's been over a period of time. Maybe I've had to go back two or three times, and you start talking to people and having them considering the alternative. And then you talk about the gun-free zone, and you talk about the fact that there's not a sign on a door that can keep the bad people out, nor is there a window, nor is there a barricade. If they want to get in, they're going to get into your school. And then you start explaining to people that in all these cases, what stops a bad guy with a gun? Only one thing: to truly stop it and end a threat, and that's a good person with a firearm. And I think for so long, we were conditioned to believe my whole life, no guns. Well, you know, I can't say that, because I brought my shotguns to school in high school. And, you know, we went hunting, and we used to have a .22 range down underneath the stage. So I can't say that. But afterwards, we were so conditioned for so long to believe that, well, just you didn't have guns in schools. You just didn't. And then after Sandy Hook, you know, I had a conversation with Jim Irvine and Ken Hansen. We said, you know, we had been through so many classes, and we knew it was going to happen again. Lieutenant Colonel Grossman, we knew it was going to happen again. And finally, we just came to the realization that, wait a minute, the only thing that is going to work, we know the answer, and we know what's going to happen again, so we need to do this. So I've had a couple occasions in school board meetings when a vehemently anti-gun person realizes, hey, you know what? I may not like it. I may be uncomfortable with firearms, and maybe it's not for me, but I understand now that truly the only way to protect our kids is to have a good person with a firearm there immediately. It doesn't happen often, and I think probably more people are coming to that realization than are vocalizing that, because you can't have the relative throngs of millions and millions of new gun owners in America, and they understand now, they get it. And I think that's part of the revolution that's happening right now.
Well, the other thing that I think about all the time, as an example, every day I'm out on a highway and there are speed limit signs out there. Now, those speed limit signs only work if I observe them. And that means if I consciously make the effort to stay within that speed limit. Otherwise, a sign does nothing. A sign is less animate than a gun. It's just some paint on a piece of inanimate plastic or steel, and it does nothing. And I look at gun-free zone signs the same way I look at speed limit signs, because most people on highways look at the speed limit signs as sort of a baseline suggestion. You know, it's not like they're out there saying, well, it says 60 and I'm doing 61. I better slow my little tuckus down. I mean, that's not what's happening. That's not what's going on. So, I mean, does that ever come up when you guys are talking about, hey, how do these signs work that are supposed to keep these gunmen out of here?
Well, you know, what it comes to is every time there's a mass shooting or there's a killing or there's a mad person that causes a lot of harm to schools, to kids, to movie theaters, whatever it is, the knee-jerk reaction is, of course, it's a firearm. Because people, they don't know how to, they know they can't legislate the evil from a person's heart. They can't change that thing. And I look at a gun-free zone as the ultimate form of denial. We're denying there's a problem. there's nothing I can do to fix it. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to slap a no gun sign, make this a gun free zone, and I'm going to sleep better at night because I know that I made this a gun free zone, and damn it, nobody's going to bring their guns there and we're all going to be safe. Now, it's the ultimate form of denial because it's a lie. It doesn't work ever. And there's not a sign in the world that's going to keep a person with evil in his heart and evil intention to depraved heart out. But they just do that because they don't know what else to do. And for whatever reason, it's never dawned on them to have somebody in place right there, right now, to stop whatever that threat is. And I go back to Sandy Hook every time. And I think, imagine the love that these teachers had for these kids. And they weren't their kids. They were our kids. They went running into a hail of bullets to try to save their children and stop the threat.
Right.
Well, doesn't it make sense that we want to give them an advantage and give them a chance? And so many teachers I've talked to, and they say all we want is a chance. We want a chance to stop this threat, and then you know what? We'd like to survive. But they're still willing to die for somebody else's kids, and that's what's amazing. You know, in the animal kingdom, there's not an animal out there that's going to die for somebody else's animals.
Nope.
They don't do that. But human beings, we're different. We will lay our life on the line every second of every day for somebody else's child because we're good people at heart. Give us the ability to stop the threats. Give us the ability to protect each other. Give us our God-given right to stop that. And every time something like this happens in a gun-free zone, which is where it always happens, because guess what? Not only do they have a depraved heart, but they're not stupid. They're going to go into the gun-free zones and with impunity until finally somebody arrives 30, 45 minutes later. And that's how we're changing the game. It's not 25, 35, 40 minutes later. It's the janitor who's outside. It's the attendance officer who sees a person bust in, and then it's over with.
Second call defense. Joining them means that you have joined a group that's going to do the one thing you can't do, which is defend you in a court of law if you have to use your weapon in self-defense. That's all it is. That's all that is. And that's really the one thing you can't provide for yourself. They have it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Joining us again is Second Call Defense CEO and founder, Tom Maloney. Let me ask you a question. How many people that are your, that are Second Call Defense members, one of the big things that you're trying to keep from happening, I would think, is to keep them from talking themselves into the back of a police car, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct. That's the most important thing. 90% of the damage, in my experience, has been done before I've got involved in it and have had the opportunity to speak to my client, make sure that he's had the time to decompress, make sure he remembers what happened and isn't just trying to figure out and talking out loud. Just the psychological effects of a threatening encounter, everything from a tunnel vision to the norepinephrine being dumped in your system to the adrenaline, you know, the hearing deprivation, all goes into making sure that you're the last person that's competent enough to tell anybody what happened, especially when you're directly involved in it. So we're trying to make sure that people can say, hey, and it's tough because sometimes you're being bullied. And sometimes we've been raised to think that we're supposed to talk to the police. You know, I'm not sure how many of the amendments are even being taught in our schools anymore. But I can tell you that there's a lot of people out there that feel compelled to talk to the police whenever they ask them a question. So I try to educate people over and over again. Point out the bad guy, point out any evidence and any witnesses, because those two things disappear, and tell them they'll be happy to cooperate, but not until you've had the opportunity to speak to counsel and to collect your thoughts.
Now,
and when they have done that, it has worked flawlessly.
Yeah. When I'm talking about talking yourself into the back of a police car, That's when the cops get there, part of the reason that they need to call you is you guys are going to talk them down, aren't you? You're going to bring them, you're going to let them talk. There's going to be like a purge verbally that everybody wants to go through when that happens.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the first thing I say is, tell me what happened.
Yeah.
And then tell me what happened again. And then why did you use lethal force? There's only one reason they understand that, because I was in fear of death or serious bodily injury or harm. But they, as good people, we feel compelled just to talk. And that's what we want to do with the adrenaline, is we can't shut up. That's why Justice Stevens many, many years ago said any attorney with assault under no circumstances will let their client speak to the police without him being present. And that's because, and he said, just tell them to shut up, because they can't.
Just tell them to shut up. Yeah, that's probably good sage advice, I guess. How success? What kind of? If you had to put a ratio to it, what do you think your ratio would be? Pretty. You guys. You accomplished the mission.
We've accomplished the mission. The most important part. Excuse me. I remind all you second call defense members out there. Make sure you make the 911 call according to how you've been trained, and then call us. The last shooting we actually had in Albuquerque, the second call defense member had a person break into their house, did what they had a legal right to do, and gave statements and did everything that that they felt compelled to do, and then the next morning decided to give me a call. Luckily, it was so egregious that, you know, it was so obvious that that everything worked out the way it could, but you just can't guarantee that. You know, over and over and over again, what happens is, you know, we're just the good guys, but we don't know the rules. And there's certain rules to this game that's called jurisprudence. And when we don't know the rules, we misstep or we screw up, we say the wrong thing, something we didn't intend because of the psychological aspects of a threatening encounter and just what we went through, and then things go off the rail. Because oftentimes, they're looking to arrest somebody for something. You know, there's either a warm body that's injured, there's a cold body that's dead. Somebody obviously needs to go to jail, right? And unfortunately, that's the way some people are. And if you remember Paul Athop had him on there, he just mentioned he had a firearm.
Right.
And then hell ensued. So the most important part is to take control of what you can control, and that's your mouth. And simply, you know, I don't want to be rude, but just shut up and then give me a call.
See, the one reason I'm asking about that is because with the psychological counseling, that going to jail is psychologically damaging. If you've never been locked up, you don't ever want to be locked up. The law-abiding do not belong in jail.
You know what? And, Bill, that is so true. The law-abiding do not belong in jail. You'll be changed forever. And I think that's part of the reason why people talk themselves into jail, because they're doing everything to stay out of jail or the fear. But that's the last place a law-abiding citizen, a good guy, needs to be. And
right.
That was the impetus early on for second call defense. But you're so right. You don't need to be there. And that's why if you get there, you know, immediate bond. If bond's available and there's a schedule, we're going to get in your hand, and hopefully they're just going to barely get you processed before you're back out in the street, you know, getting a ride home and then going to see your attorney the next morning. But it's so important. And the people that that can't afford bond and can't bail themselves out, well, guess what they're doing? They're doing their trial prep with whoever their attorney is in jail. I don't like that. So I was a little bit selfish, too. I said, you know what? I don't want to spend my Sunday before Monday preliminary hearing, you know, in jail. I didn't go to school to be in jail. My wife always used to joke with me and say, you know what, Sean? I think you probably spent more time in jail collectively than your clients have. And it's just probably true for a certain amount of time.
How long? Lathrop spent some time in jail, right? Because he had to wait.
Several weeks.
Yeah. He had to wait until he could... And he didn't have any sort of second call defense or anything at all like that.
No,
so
he had to. And think about think about the stress, the pressure, and what happens. You're in a jurisdiction where you have no idea. They're controlling when you talk, when you make a phone call, what you can do, how long you can make a phone call. On top of that, he needs medication, life-saving medication. They call the pharmacy, and this pharmacy has one, so he gets one of the three medications. Then he's trying to figure out it's a weekend, and he has to go through the week, or, you know, has to go through Saturday and Sunday, and then Monday or Tuesday, whenever they do the arraignments, he's arraigned. And then they set a bond. Now he's got to come up with the money for the bond. And now he's got to try to find an attorney in the area that would make things go much smoother. And if you have immediate local counsel, most likely, especially in a situation like that, you're going to be released on your own recognizance or to the attorney, or it's going to be done in a hurry, or you're going to have a lower bond, and things just change dramatically when you have representation. And, you know, Paul Ithrop is a perfect example. He was a great guy who did nothing wrong. And he spent weeks in jail for it.
Yep. And for a little bit of time, he did not know what was going on. I mean, he had to start a GoFundMe site. He had to do all kinds of things to try to cover his bases. And I think he's down $30,000 for nothing.
Right. And you're right, he is. And then and I tell people, I say, okay, so you have $30,000 in the bank somewhere, or you have $20,000 for a bond in a nightstand. Why spend your money? You're not going to get most of it back. Why not call a second call defense and use our money?
Spend Sean's money.
Exactly.
Pay him $20 and let him spend his money. We're coming up on the next break. Second call defense. Using any form of my name gets you the first month free. And second call defense is taking on a full suite of all kinds of things. They are developing their own blog. They've got all kinds of writers that are coming on board. This is becoming a one-stop Second Amendment shop. We'll be right back.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Here we are back again, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed. Joining us again is Second Call Defense CEO and founder Sean Maloney. Not in a tree tonight. How many more tree sessions do you have?
Well, deer archery season in Ohio runs into February. So I have, but the bag limit is substantially lower than it ever has been. It's one antlered and one antlerless deer you're allowed to take. When I first started hunting urban deer in Ohio, I could take 11 doe and one buck. So we always had a full freezer. So now I'm just being a little bit more selective.
So, did you say urban deer?
Yes. There's an urban deer limit because where we're at in the county we're in, there's a urban sprawl. And so you build these subdivisions, which was last year the heart of farmland in the woods. And now you have deer that are living within smell of McDonald's and Taco Bell. I set up in a tree stand and I can smell fast food, or I may be, you know, a half mile away from the highway, but still out on the edges of a farm or on the last farm with subdivisions developed all the way around it. So it's kind of a different kind of hunting because the animals are still wild animals. They're still very, very sure of themselves and have the ability to avoid humans. But it's just sometimes you have a pop-up blind beside a walking trail. You never know what you're going to come up with.
So, if things don't go well, you can just climb down out of the tree and go have an egg McMuffin.
Exactly. Okay. It kind of takes the need for the food away from you when you can smell the egg McMuffin. You're right.
Not quite.
I'm not going to go hungry.
Wilderness.
That's what you're worried about.
Yeah, not quite the wilderness experience I thought it might be. But that's interesting in and of itself as well. I'm pretty sure we'll be seeing and hearing more about that kind of stuff anyway, because let's face it, their habitat is changing. Recently with Second Call Defense, you've begun to expand what it actually is. It used to be an educational site for concealed carry. It still is. Of course, the membership program with the foundation to provide legal defense, which it still is. But now you're bringing in writers like Rob Morse and some other people in there to write in the blog because you guys recognize that you guys are lawyers, but you want to put some stuff out. So you've gone out there and partnered up with some other people. How far is this going to go? I mean, what do you think this is going to end up being?
Well, you know, we have our own Facebook page now, Second Call Defense Facebook page. We're on Twitter, and we need content, and we want to make sure that whatever we do at Second Call Defense, it has a purpose. We're just not putting stuff out there to try to sell memberships. We're here because we want to do the right thing. And so we have people like Rob Morris that are writing, and Rick Turnquist managing our Facebook, and that are also writing, and a number of other people that are writing good scholarly articles, either common sense articles on make sure you're training, what it's like for a woman to carry and protect her three children, and extra magazines, and it goes on and on and on, the content we have out there. And it's all valuable to all of us. And I'm still writing and working on an article right now that'll be more legally related. But they're all scholarly. They're all training. They're all keeping yourself out of trouble, keeping your skills honed. We want to make sure that for the concealed carry holder, proper training really is the biggest preventative medicine there is. If you're trained properly, you know when to use your firearm, you know under what circumstances you can use your firearm, and we can't go out and practice shooting people, so to speak, but what we can do is we can read about it. We can put ourselves in a situation, and that's how we continue to train and become better educated on the legal side, better educated on shoot, don't shoot, and, of course, better trained to make sure we can handle the firearm safely and correctly.
One thing I've thought about that since I've gotten into video, I'm always looking for the cameras. And there's this one guy out there that he's developed this one site that he calls the Camera Lab. So everybody sends their cameras to him to test because people like me are always looking for one camera that does everything, which, of course, nobody builds. But we're always looking for the one to come closest to it. I think that for concealed carry, that you ought to develop a CCW lab.
You know, that's a good idea also. I mean, there's so many different things to consider. I'm still looking for the ultimate holster. And
well, you know, like I said, I mean, it's holsters are like, the two that I push, G-Code and Alien Gear. I think they're both the class in their system, but, like, they don't work for everything, do they? None of them do.
No, I say that as an NRA instructor also, because I deal with so many women and I can feel their pain. They don't wear belts. You know, they're wearing skirts sometimes, and none of the slacks have belts, and a female belt isn't made for an inside the waistband holster tugging down on it. And so, you know, you're trying to look for something else out there. Belly bands don't seem to really work that well. I've seen a holster on the market that has a pocket of itself, and it has a Velcro that goes around the waist. So I was thinking of investing in one of those. I forget the name of it. And just seeing if those will help with women. The fastest growing segment of the gun-toting society and firearm society is a female, and they just have so many different problems, or not really problems, but difficulties that you and I don't have. I don't care about being that stylish. If my gun doesn't work with what I'm wearing, I'm not wearing it. But that doesn't always happen with people.
Well, I'm still, I mean, and you know, I don't have the same problems that women have, but I'm still like, I'm still trying to figure out the perfect way to carry a gun while riding a bike.
Right. You know, I taught some handicapped people, some folks in a wheelchair. And then they asked, what's the best way to carry in a wheelchair? And I said, geez, I never thought about that. And so that's something I had to research and look at and talk about. And so, you know, there's no one size fits all, but you like to try to find something as close as you can possibly get to that, or at least something that works for the majority of the people that it's being marketed to. I mean, grab your bag of holsters. How many do you have? I that's why I teach class. I take my bag of holsters. It keeps growing. G-Code is excellent stuff. Alien Gear is excellent stuff, but it doesn't fit everybody.
No, that's the sad thing. That's there's so many different ways and so many applications as far as carrying a gun. And I'm still waiting to see what the... And there's never going to be... It's just like cameras. There's never going to be one that's going to work every way. And
right.
It's simply because it's impossible. Simply because it's impossible. I do have another writer that I want to put you together with.
Okay. And
do you know who David Kodria is?
Oh, sure do. Sure do. Yeah. Love to have him.
He would like to speak with you guys.
Okay.
I'm going to put you two guys together.
Yeah, make sure you give him all the contact information, and then I'll give him the referral information, and we'll get him started. And it's halfway decent way in. And anybody out there also, you guys have something to write about, submit your articles. You know, I'm not bashful, and you know what? If you carry a firearm, then you're just as much as an expert as anybody else.
Yeah. You do not have to be an instructor. And if you can write, if you know the punctuation, you don't have editors, do you?
Or no, you know, I do have an editor that
okay.
will take a look at everything and help them out. So by all means, you know, we'll get credit. And if it's published, you get a little bit of cash.
No holds barred. Go for it. No holds barred. If you need to get through to him, and if you can't get through to him, well, put it with me and I will get it to him. And we'll you may become a gun scribe.
How about that?
How about that? Second call defense. I'm getting ready to shoot a video, and I'm getting ready to shoot a comparative video. And when you look at the comparisons between Second Call Defense and the other companies that may present something to you, there is no real comparison. I mean, you hear a lot of promises, and you hear a lot of, this is the one thing you need, and this is the only one like it. Second Call Defense is the real deal. I'll be in touch with you soon, sir.
Thank you very much, and why don't you give me a call tomorrow morning?
Roger that.
Out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
America, cure me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food storage I love to eat. Yum!
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.